Welcome again to Study English, IELTS Preparation. I'm Margot Pilatus. Today, we'll look at some words that cause a lot of confusion, the relative pronouns, that, which, and who. And then we'll do some pronunciation practice. But first, let's listen to some people talk about a very dangerous tourist attraction from Australia's Northern Territory.
People have always been fascinated with death. Most of the mysteries that you see on television, the films that you see, involve murder of one kind or another. Crocodiles are one of the last remaining dinosaurs, and the idea of a crocodile coming out of the water and grabbing somebody is absolutely riveting.
I read about the death of the German tourist who was taken by a crocodile. It didn't put me off coming to the Northern Territory. Quite the opposite. In fact, I think the Northern Territory is famous for its crocodiles and probably quite famous for its crocodile attacks. And that tourists who come here would like to be or feel as though they were involved in that danger. Tourists want to have a story to take home. And if they can say that they were in the Northern Territory where the German tourist was taken by the croc, then it adds to their own adventure.
So he thinks people may actually be attracted to the Northern Territory because of the dangerous crocodiles. But now we're going to leave the crocodiles and talk about something else that can be dangerous. The relative pronouns who, which, and that. Listen for some relative pronouns here.
People have always been fascinated with death. Most of the mysteries that you see on TV, the films that you see, involve murder of one kind or another.
I read about the death of the German tourist who was taken by a crocodile.
Most of the mysteries that you see on TV involve murders. I read about the death of the tourist who was taken by a crocodile. Relative pronouns are used to introduce relative clauses. They give more information about a subject. The subject here is mysteries. The that clause gives us more information about the subject, the mysteries that you see on TV. The tourist is the subject. The who clause gives more information, the tourist who was taken by a crocodile. But how do you choose between who, which, or that? Well, the relative pronoun who is only used with people. Which is only used with things. That is usually only used with things as well. Sometimes, in informal language, it can refer to people. But when you're learning English, it's probably best to avoid using that for people. The most difficult thing with these relative pronouns is working out the difference between which and that. As a general rule, we use which when the clause does not affect the meaning of the sentence. A which clause just gives us extra information. It can be left out of a sentence, and the sentence still has the same meaning. When which is used in this type of clause, we put commas around it. The hat, comma, which is on the bed, comma, is new. Here, the clause, which is on the bed, just gives us additional information. We can take it out and the sentence still makes sense. There is only one hat. It's the hat on the bed. We take out the which clause and the important information is still there. The hat is new. Okay, now let's look at that. We use that for clauses that are a crucial part of the sentence. They are actually part of the definition of the subject. The hat that is on the bed is new. Notice that clauses do not use commas because they are a crucial part of the sentence. There are a number of hats this sentence could be referring to, but the sentence is specifically talking about the hat on the bed, so we use that. The that clause cannot be taken out of this sentence. The hat is new. It doesn't make sense here because it doesn't tell us which hat is being discussed. It will take some practice to get used to who, which, and that. To sum up, we use that to define the subject. We use which in a clause with commas to add extra information. You will notice which often being used in place of that, especially in spoken language. While not strictly correct, it is very common. The word who is a bit simpler. It's only used when the subject is a person and can be used in both of these types of clauses. Okay, now we're going to do some pronunciation practice. Students learning English often complain that native speakers speak too fast. Well, it's true. English speakers do run their words together, so it's often very difficult to hear when one word ends and another begins. To make your spoken English sound natural, it's important for you to do this too. You need to learn to link words ending in a final consonant sound to words with an initial vowel sound. Let's look at some words linked with of.
People have always been fascinated with death. Most of the mysteries that you see on television, the films that you see, involve murder of one kind or another. Crocodiles are one of the last remaining dinosaurs, and the idea of a crocodile coming out of the water and grabbing somebody is absolutely riveting.
I read about the death of the German tourist who was taken by a crocodile. It didn't put me off coming to the Northern Territory. It's quite the opposite.
He uses the phrases most of, one of, out of, death of. But in sentences, these phrases will usually become linked together. Most of, one of, out of, death of. Notice that of in these phrases is unstressed. Practice these ones. Many of, most of, one of, several of. Listen to the differences when I read these sentences in a natural, conversational way. One of my best friends lives here. One of my best friends lives here. Many of the trees have died. Many of the trees have died. I enjoy most of her songs. I enjoy most of her songs.
People have always been fascinated with death. Crocodiles are one of the last remaining dinosaurs, and the idea of a crocodile coming out of the water and grabbing somebody is absolutely riveting.
He says people have always been fascinated with death. People have always. Notice how in conversation we link the final consonant sound v with the initial vowel sound or. Have always. Crocodiles are. Crocodiles are. Is absolutely. Okay, now let's try these sentences. She is always studying hard. She is always studying hard. They aren't scared by crocodiles. They aren't scared by crocodiles. So make sure you practice words in phrases and sentences. That way you'll get used to linking your words and your spoken English will sound more natural. And don't forget to listen to native speakers as much as you can and try to copy them, even if they do speak fast. And that's all for today. I'll see you next time on Study English. Bye-bye.